Nicely done, everybody. Thank you.
Mayor Hales?
Yes.
Can I just make a procedural request?
Sure.
Commissioner Saltzman and I have to leave sometime around 11:30, quarter of 12.
Okay.
And just to make sure that it does not have an adverse impact on the agenda, it appears that there's two emergencies left, 66
right.
and 86, and the rest would go to a second reading. And I just want to make sure that we get those done so we do not blow your quorum.
Great suggestion. Let's do
and
just that.
As well, the one that was pulled from consent is emergency.
Is that a number 70?
Never mind. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it is. It's an emergency ordinance. You're right. Okay, so let's take 66 and then 70.
Also, item 88 needs four votes.
All right.
We found that yes. last week.
Okay. All right, we'll try to power through this while you're
thank
here
you,
then. Carla. All right.
Thank you, Carla.
Thank you.
66, please.
66, ratify a successor collective bargaining agreement between the city and Labor's Local 483 Recreation for the terms and conditions of employment of represented employees in the recreation bargaining unit.
Welcome back.
David Reese, Assistant HR Director. We'll try to make this brief. We're bringing to you with very happily a agreement that, when ratified by the council, will put in place the successor agreement for the recreation bargaining unit. This was a tough set of negotiations, as council is aware.
Jarrell Gaddis, again, good afternoon. Still morning, right? Good morning, council and mayor. I'm going to turn this over to John Uto. He's our chief negotiator for the contract. He's going to provide a brief summary of the highlights, and then we'll move on from there, okay?
Okay. Good morning.
For those of you who, most of you are aware of Parks, probably more than any bureau in the last few years, has been impacted by budget cuts and has been having to make a lot of changes to adjust because of that. Setting up this negotiation has been quite a difficult one for both parties. But I think through a series of gives and takes by both sides, we were able to come to an agreement that could help Parks and specifically the recreation programs move forward. This agreement is looking to be a four-year agreement. Recreation asked for a Me Too on the duration with DCTU, so they can, Labor's Local is also in DCTU, so they can stay in line with that. The city has asked for a Me Too for this agreement on DCTU's Article 6 contracting out. It's probably not going to be too much of an issue for recreation, but it was important that we get more consistency with our contracting out language citywide. Recreation will be receiving a 0.9 salary increase retroactive to August 29th, 2013. They will be receiving a $15,000 per year professional development fund that would be administered by a labor management committee. The dollar amount is about proportional to what COPIA received for their membership. The union also requested and the city agreed to review all seasonal job descriptions for recreation support persons and to do a classification compensation study for the recreation job classifications and their related specialties. The city in turn is getting a group of employees, 40 in the first year, going down in the out years, to work up to 1,600 hours. And for those of you who are, this is to help Parks transition off the Brooks contract employees, because the Brooks, we've been relying on heavily to do things like open pools in the morning and open large rec centers. And these employees have been closer to full time. So Parks needed these 1,600 hour employees to provide consistency in the recreation center while we transition off this contract. Parks is also getting a change in the graveyard shift from ending at 5:59 a.m. to ending at 4:59 a.m. That could help long-term cost savings as Parks looks at its staffing and its ability to staff the large rec centers and pools.
Great. Thank you.
First, Mayor, I want to thank Commissioner Fritz and her staff. Personally, Tim Crail sit in on our bargaining session and provided us some edited advice, edited instruction, and was very supportive. We appreciate that immensely because we were working through the night and some long days, and so it's very tiring work, but He provided some much-needed support, so I wanted to acknowledge that as well.
Okay.
Next, I wanted to acknowledge Parks and Rec Management, more specifically Eileen Argentina and Warren Jimenez. They were instrumental in helping us get to this goal here. And last, I want to acknowledge our bargaining team. Started off with John Uto, our chief negotiator, Mary Strahan, Mary Richards, and Terry Davis, and Patrick Ward. They were all instrumental, and this took a lot of time and effort, and it seems like it's been 2 years, but it's been roughly we started, our bargaining team started preparing last August in 2012. So this is the finish line, and we are happy that we're here. So thank you.
Great. Thank you. Questions for the team? And then do we have a representative from 483 here?
No one from 483 is here.
All right. Great. Thank you all. Further questions for the team? Anyone signed up to testify on this?
Yes. We have one person, Charles Johnson.
Charles, come on up.
Good afternoon. Good morning, commissioners. I think one thing that we can maybe delight in that when Laborers Local 483 and AFSCME 189 have successful bargaining, we don't have a crowd of armed men and women come rushing into the room. I don't know exactly the situation when we have a high police presence in here, how that relates to their payroll, but I'm very glad to see that the Laborers 483 and AFSCME 189 people are actually working instead of sitting in the city council chambers with their guns and tasers. The reason I'm up here is just to be a citizen who actually has to congratulate you at doing better than union negotiation than our friends at the school board are doing, and for trying to make progress on covering up for the recovering the sacrifices you asked for the unionized workers when the financial picture for the city was not as good as it's hopefully trending to be. So I think it's very important for the citizens to speak up for the, especially for entry level and workers who can't get a free cup of coffee maybe by going across the street in their uniform. So thank you for being sure to get hardworking, dirty hands workers in on the same day that the police came in to collect their rewards. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. And just to clarify, my parks employees do not carry guns or tables.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, actually, on the case of the police, there are guns on both sides of the table, so I'm not sure if there's not a balance of power there. Anyone else signed up? If not, roll call.
Fritz?
This is a simple ordinance, and it represents a lot of work by the bargaining team on both sides, and indeed by Tim Crail in my office, who has been my labor liaison for 5 years and will continue to be so. I find it very helpful to have someone assigned on my staff who meets regularly with union leaders, as do I. And I particularly want to thank Richard Beadle, the retiring business manager for Laborers 483, for his partnership over the more than 7 years that I've known him now, for his work on this contract. There is a $15,000 cost to this contract. Again, the City Budget Office financial statement says that will be absorbed into the parks budget, which will be challenging since we have an $850 million deficit in the things that we would like to do and the programs and projects we would like to do. I want to particularly thank Director Mike Abate for the leadership of the Bureau and for all of the staff that Jarell mentioned, as indeed I thank Jarell and Anna and all of their staff. Calling out for my colleagues, as was mentioned, there is a specific exception to the city's 1,200 hours limit for casual laborers in this contract to allow up to 1,600 hours of work for up to 40 recreational staff this year, reducing to 37, 34, and 31. I supported Commissioner Fish when he ended the books contract. It was absolutely the right thing to do. We need to recognize that these folks who are going to be working 1,600 hours will be in positions that previously had some benefits when they were with the Brooks contract. With the casual laborers, they don't have benefits. They get earned sick time because we passed together, an ordinance requiring that every employee who works in the city of Portland more than 240 hours is entitled to earn sick time, but they don't get city benefits. And that's something that I will be asking you to address in the budget, because as Mr. Johnson just mentioned, we do need to support these laborers who do an amazing job. In, we have over 3,000 casual workers or and 91 seasonal maintenance workers who do a phenomenal job in our parks and basically keep them going. So we need to make sure that they are compensated adequately, and I am very pleased to support this contract. Aye.
Fish?
Well, first I just want to say it's the first time I've ever heard Richard Beadle described as retiring. But, of course, what Amanda means and meant was he has announced his retirement, and he is anything but retiring in his personal style and in his advocacy, and he has well represented the employees at the Laborers 483. On page 19 of the document that we have, it lists the classifications. And as I look at the names, the various classifications of folks who work for the city as rec leaders, rec coordinators, I'm reminded, Commissioner Fritz, that when the Bureau won the gold medal as the best managed system in America, it was because of our employees. And our frontline employees are the people that have the most contact with the people we serve. When Portland Parks and Rec got an 86% favorability rating in the auditor's annual survey, it's largely because of the people who connect with the public at our rec centers and elsewhere. So when you look at these classifications, you think aquatics, these are the people that run our pools. Preschool, that's self-explanatory. Senior recreation, community music center, the folks who do outreach, the generalists, the folks who are at the front desk and who do all the other tasks. These people are true public servants, and they represent the city very well. And it is because of their hard work and dedication we have the best park system in America. So we are obviously grateful to both sides for coming to an agreement in this, the penultimate agreement, Mayor Hales. But we also, as doing so, we need to recognize that the people who are going to benefit from this agreement are people who serve us very well, and we are grateful for their service every day. Aye.
Saltzman?
Again, congratulations to Local 483 and to our Bureau of Human Resource bargaining teams. Good agreement. Aye.
Novick.
I'll add my congratulations to Local 483 and to the Bureau's bargaining teams. This agreement reflects how underfunded the Parks Bureau is. I mean, the continued reliance on part-time labor without benefits, as Commissioner Fritz has noted, is something that I don't think any of us like to see. Maybe this is just me, although I doubt it. I think that asking people to show up to work at 5 a.m. and telling them that they're not in a graveyard shift, I mean, that's something I think that had to be done to balance the budget. But if I had to show up to work at 5 a.m., I'd be in a graveyard in pretty short order. So I think that, I mean, Commissioner Fritz and I have a discussion about the fact that I think that people in Portland are well aware, or at least hopefully they're aware, that we have an underfunded transportation system because they can see the results of that underfunding every day. I don't think as many people are aware of the fact that we have an underfunded park system because the parks employees do such a good job of continuing to make everything look good and the programs work well. But we do have a serious funding problem with parks, and this agreement reflects that. Aye.
Hales.
Again, shared sacrifice by some folks that have already sacrificed a lot. So well said, everyone here at the council, and well done by our team. And thank you to Local 483 for getting to yes with us. Aye.